Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Keith, I want to go back 27 years to September 1996 and hear this clip from MTV News.
Tupac Shakur dead at the age of 25 of complications from several bullet wounds sustained Saturday night, September 7th. He was 25 years old. Shakur was shot four times after leaving the Mike Tyson boxing match in Las Vegas in a car driven by Marion Suge Knight, the head of his label, Death Row Records. The shots were fired from a Cadillac that drove up alongside Knight's BMW, but police still have no leads on a suspect or motive. That's the news for now. We'll have more news around the clock here on MTV.
Keith, hearing this, where does that take you?
I remember being stunned. I don't know, to that point in hip-hop, there had been a figure quite that size that had died at the height of his talents, the height of his powers. And when you really, really heard it, it was a shock. It seemed like nothing could take him down at that point.
Keith McMillan is an editor at The Post. He's done a lot of reporting on the history of hip-hop, so I wanted to talk with him about Tupac Shakur's murder. For almost three decades after Tupac's death, his case went unsolved. No one was charged. Until now. Today, Keith and I talk about Tupac's life and legacy, and what this breakthrough in his murder case just now means. Keith, before we get into this latest news about Tupac's murder, I do want to start this conversation with who he was.
Yeah, I mean, I think the most important thing to remember about Tupac is we had him for a very short period of time. Same song, which is the song he features on with Digital Underground, and it's his first verse, and it was like his intro to hip-hop fans, comes out in January of 1991, and he's shot to death in September of 1996. So it's a very short run, you know, what, 5.5 years that we had him. We got to know him, and it was certainly a meteoric rise. He was born in Baltimore. He was classically trained, you know, sort of famously went to school with Jada Pinkett Smith.